Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Romain Martimore. He is the CEO of Quick, based in Indonesia. First and foremost, Romain, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you, Bo. Good to be with you.
You're always welcome. Well, I don't want to ask about the weather in Indonesia because I know I'm based in Stockholm. I would just be jealous. So let's start with a formal interview. Romain, first and foremost, tell me, what is your background? How did you get into shipping in the first place? I mean, I met you the first time in Dubai some months ago when you were in CMA, but how come you got into logistics in the first place? How come you are not sitting in a bank or an accountant?
I like this question, Bo, because to be honest with you, that's the exact question I ask all the candidates I've been hiring in my career in CMA mainly and in shipping. And that's very interesting because there is never the same answer. And most of the time it happened. It's just a very large industry with a lot of opportunities. And one day you come across one of those. And that's exactly what happened to me. I went to Hong Kong when I was very young to start my career. I worked for the Chamber of Commerce, doing more like fiscal advising, something very different. And I was actually aiming to go to some banks, like most of the guys there. I had a couple of interviews with HSBC and it was going well. And working for the Chamber of Commerce, you have a very large network. And one of those networks brought me to talk to some people in CMA. And that's how it happened. Very interesting industry that most people don't know. And once you get a taste of it, it's hard to get out of it. So I started with CMA in Hong Kong 10 years ago, and I stayed with them across various positions in Asia, in the Middle East, where we met, in China recently, and I just left them back in November.
Okay, yeah, that's quite, I mean, there are a lot of people who say that logistics and shipping is actually the best education there is because you touch all walks of life and you learn to become international with a lot of people, and you certainly have seen the world. You're quite young, so how old were you when you got to Hong Kong first time?
I was 22.
that's awesome. Yeah, I wish
freshly
I was
graduated, ready to conquer the world.
Fantastic, I know the feeling. Listen, you are now the CEO of a company called Quick, and you can be quick in many ways, but quick in this context. Tell me about your company. I understand it's something about software for logistics and shipping industry, right?
Yes, exactly. So first, it's not my company. Technically, I just joined them.
Okay.
I have to give the credit to the original founder who had this smart idea, I would say. But it's very simple. You know, when you are in this industry, we work with basics. We don't do rocket science. It's a very human business. It's a very simple business on paper that can become extremely complex. And it's a problem-solving business. So a lot of the, let's say the three founders for this company are people who just experienced it for many, many years. Two of them are pure shipping liner background. And one of them is more of a startup tech background, but his last experience, and it was a large one, was into this industry. So when you are diving into those problems every day, you start to understand where you want to bring value. There's been a lot of thoughts and investments done in this industry in the past few years, mainly since the pandemic brought some financial opportunities, as you know, into the shipping lines.
Yeah.
So they were able to have the money to finally invest into solving some of those problems. But what we identify is that it was always driven to the first aspect, meaning securing the customer, getting them to book and getting them to pay, basically. Once this is done, the experience that they get afterwards, mainly into the local agency interaction, was always left behind because it is complicated and because it is not where really the attention and the main money is. And that's where this concept started because some of the original founder were themselves experiencing an agency management in Indonesia. It was for one of them. And we're facing the reality of those customers waiting for hours in a queue at a shipping agency, which again was not really visible to the management and to the industry because it was already paid and the cargo was already somehow on board and just delivered. So that was not a problem that was identified probably early enough or tackled well enough. And they decided to build a platform to be able to digitize through also automation and change of process to be able to really focus on the customer experience and in a much faster, safer environment for all those cargo clearance at export or import also, by the way. So for export, it will be a different process, but it's the same logic. You just want the experience for the customer to be much better. And then I'm sure along the question and discussion we'll have through that interview, I will be able to tell you a bit more about some many other aspects that the platform aim to also bring to both the agencies, the shipping lines, and the customer themselves.
Okay, so just to cut it down a bit, I concur what you're saying that once the shipper has paid the freight and nobody cares and it's on its way, hopefully, and without headache, nobody really thinks about it anymore. But for now, you have the ship owners. They normally have their own offices in each port, or they have a shipping agent handling the vessels, in and out of containers. So
Exactly.
the software that you are having is, let's say, in the second level. It is to make the transition between ship and container yard and the whole experience for the agent of the shipping line much smoother, isn't it? I mean, your customer would be shipping agents or the lines
Exactly.
that run their own.
Well, it will be both. So, technically, our customers are the shipping lines who are operating those offices, or the ship agent indeed representing a shipping line.
Right.
Either
Okay.
way, they
Got
are
it.
the ones that are interacting with the end customer to provide a DO on import, or to handle a container deposit process, which happens in various countries, or a DO extension, or simply a BL issuance on an export side. And that goes with, of course, various aspects, which is document collection, KYC, payment solution, etc., etc. So those are the target customer, if we can say. But obviously, the end user is also our customer, because if the end user is not happy with the solution, then it's just one step before our customer is not also satisfied. So we also want to make sure that we have a constant interaction with some final user through the agents to get the pulse of the market. And those are usually the people, to be frank, I started a couple of months ago. I have equal amount of questions and queries coming from end customers who say, that sounds like a great solution. How can I get it? And I always explain to them, I wish I could give it to you, but I'm just going to have to go through your shipping line because I want them to understand that you need it. So I always try to gather some testimonies and feedback from those people to be able to share with the shipping lines, because again, I think we've this industry has brought too much pain and suffer to some of the customers where it's really a commodity. You pay, you get your cargo, and what happens doesn't really matter. We can see that with the new reality and all the solutions that we have in terms of artificial intelligence and IT. This is something that the new market cannot accept any longer.
So traditionally, of course, the shipping industry is known for being a little bit old school. And I suppose that's some of the things that you are trying to alleviate and try to remove and make it more into mainstream. I mean, there's no doubt in the last, I think, 2, 3 years with Corona that the shipping lines, including the one you worked at, all of them have been accused of being terribly arrogant. And once they are fully booked and having high rates, they don't care. And now the rates are back to pre-COVID levels. Maybe the shipping lines will be more humble again. And hopefully improve themselves.
I like what you said, but I would like to probably see it maybe from a slightly different angle. I think, yes, probably some people got a bit too confident and the profits have been what they've been. But at least as far as my personal experience, it's not that the shipping line does not care. I always believe that they understand, they care, but they were probably not equipped or capable to solve their own problem easily, because they are big machines. And once you find a solution, this happens all the time when we were debating internally in CMA, but I'm sure in any other shipping line, you find a solution that could fit, but you're talking to customers who deal with every shipping line, or at least let's say 5 or 10 of them. So how is your solution on your platform going to solve the problem in the market? And then you tend to say, okay, then anyways, I'm going to find a workaround. And then you refocus on some other problems, and then problems happens every day. That's why I really like the idea to say, okay, if we want to solve some of those problems, we need to step out, we need to be independent, and we need to be dedicated to that sole purpose of solving that aspect.
Yeah, I understand. And of course, you come from a shipping line, you have the experience, you know exactly in many ways how they are thinking. And there's no doubt that you come from also one of the more innovative ship owners around the world that's grown immensely. So bottom line is your customers for now in Quick would be the shipping agents or the shipping lines, as you mentioned. How to become your customer? You buy a software, you buy a license from you, or do I invite you for dinner and I get the key, or how does it work?
Alors, the beauty that we are in 2023, so we can go on a plane, but we can also do things very eco-friendly and have a simple conference. Yes. The world is small. It's very easy to communicate with anyone. So the discussion parts, the workshops, the understanding of each other's business is not a difficult part, and it can happen. Now, how to become a customer? Well, either you are aware of our solution, and that's what we work hard to make sure the market is aware of it through different channels, through our website, through interview with you, and through LinkedIn and everything that is available in today's world. But to be more concrete, it's actually my main task is to make those contacts and make those awareness. Yeah. The good thing, and you know this industry well, there is what you know and there is who you know. And of course, the networking and let's say the trust that you get from certain years within this industry helps a lot.
Sure.
And that's why the team today, between some of the founders and the current team, is also in a very strong position to reach out to the decision makers within the industry. And that's what we're working on right now.
What would be the next step once you are done with the shipping lines and the shipping agents? Can you roll this out to other clientels? You mentioned some shippers are even asking you about this.
That's also a very good question. That's something I'm investigating personally at the moment. Mm-hmm. How could we try to answer to some of the needs we have identified to the let's say the user of freight forwarding systems or whatever that may not have find all the solutions that they expect in terms of service level locally. I'm exploring those options right now, but it's probably a bit too early because there is a lot of not challenges but questions to be clarified in terms of data.
Right.
And when you talk to a shipping line, they own their data and then feeding the system and providing a very easy and clear digitized ecosystem is feasible. When you talk to people that are fed from data from various sources, it becomes another type of challenge. So feasible, very interesting, but still something that we explore. At the moment, we stick to what we to provide. The company is fairly new. It's been created in 2020. But we are at this stage where we know exactly where we want to go, what we want to provide, and what we need to achieve.
Okay. Do you have a headquarter registered, or are you in the cloud, or... Yeah, of course, in Indonesia, you are in the cloud, but happy cloud.
The company is registered in Singapore.
Okay.
And then we are opening gradually because this is also something important maybe we need to clarify. You were asking me earlier, and probably I didn't answer that very specifically. Are we selling a platform or something? You come with your credit card, you pay, and you get a ready-to-use solution. No, we are not, and that's important.
Okay.
Why? Because the platform has a lot of capacities that it can offer, but it will always be tailor-made to the needs and the processes of each and every client. Because you know very well that when you talk to a shipping line, take any simple example, you bring back your container to the depot, and then you want them to either confirm that everything is clean or that there is an M&R invoice. That aspect in some shipping line is done by the depot itself. In some others, it's done by the logistic manager. In some others, it's done by the finance manager.
Mm.
So whatever process internally doesn't really matter for the customer. He will just receive an invoice or not and be cleared with an email or with whatever system of communication. But in the back end, there are very various processes. And our product always needs to understand those processes first in order to digitize them without requiring any changes from the company itself.
Yeah.
Of course, along the way, we bring a lot of suggestions and improvement possibilities and lens of new dashboards and new KPIs or whatever you want in order to bring a better service to the end customer. Mm-hmm. But the concept originally is to first understand our clients and give them the platform to
Okay.
simply replicate what they do in a smarter way, in an
Okay.
easier way.
Okay.
So no, we don't have an access where you put your credit card because that first step cannot be done automatically, and there is not a single international process in terms of
Right.
shipping service.
So so you tailor make it based on that customer specific need, and for now, as you mentioned, shipping lines and shipping agents are your main customers. So that could be
Exact.
independent shipping agents representing a line. It could be the line itself running their own agency in
Yes.
port. So already there you have a thousand potential customers. So I think you are right. Better do that well first before you expand immediately
Exact.
to and
Very true.
blow big.
And the company on that aspect is very clear. We have a big challenge already ahead of us.
Yeah, do
We
that
want to
first.
achieve that challenge within a reasonable time frame of 1 to 2 years maximum. So we don't want to get diverted into the massive ecosystem of supply chain and really stay focused on what we want to
Okay.
achieve and where we want to achieve. So, as I was saying just a bit earlier, yes, the company headquarters is based in Singapore.
Yeah.
And then we are opening different offices in the countries where we are deploying the solution for our clients,
Okay.
simply because, in terms of invoicing, in terms of knowledge of the market, in terms of language, in terms of each market has different kind of requirement and legal frame for KYC, for connectivity with the tax, and so on and so on. You need to have a very local and localized knowledge and execution. So the company today has some representation already in Indonesia. We are opening in Vietnam and Malaysia in the coming days. We will open in the entire Southeast Asia before the summer, and
Okay.
that's where the company focuses at the moment.
At the moment, yeah. Sounds like a good plan to me, step by step, as they say. How come you mentioned the name, or not mentioned, how come you choose the name Quick?
Good question also. I was not personally the one who chose the name because, again, I joined about 2.5 months ago now, and the company is a bit more than 2 years old,
Right.
but I liked it. So we actually talked about it recently. We said, okay, now is the time where we're going to go in a much larger scale, and we're going to start to build the foundations of what the company will really be for the next few years. Do we keep the name or not? And I really like the name because
Yeah.
it is short, it's efficient,
Yes.
and in this industry, everyone always wants things to happen quicker. They want it to be done well, but they want it right now.
Yes.
So
Yes.
we're
Yes.
quick.
Yeah. No, but it's it's good. I like it also. It takes a little bit getting used to, and you have to remember the spelling, of course,
Yeah,
that
many people ask me what is kick, what is quick. So it
it's.
is quick, but
Yeah. Good.
with a twist.
Excellent. Just one of the final questions here. Excuse me. You're based in Indonesia, and you see yourself staying on in Asia. I think you like the Asian way of living, right?
Yes, I mean, if you consider the Middle East as the Great Asia, I've been
Yeah.
myself in Asia for 11 years.
Yeah.
My own family is from Hong Kong mix, so
Okay.
first personally, I see myself in Asia for a long time.
Yes.
And to be frank, you can go anywhere in the world, you can look at what's happening, you can look at the opportunities, you can look at the dynamics. It is still a
Yeah.
very much Asian-driven world.
Yeah, that's true.
I was based in China for the last year. It is still amazing what they've been achieving despite all these COVID restrictions.
Yes.
There is just a different mindset that you do not find in Europe. Despite the new
Yes.
generation and all the willingness, it's just a cultural thing that is deeply rooted with Asia. And Southeast Asia is somewhere where that's why we strategically believe that we have to start here,
Yeah.
because it is not yet everywhere as mature as you can find in Shanghai, or of course, if you go to New York or London. You still have a lot of opportunities, and people are hungry
Yes.
for a better solution, better
Yes.
systems.
It,
The
you said
rules
you
are
said you
changing also
said
rapidly.
yeah, you
Yeah,
said
sorry, go ahead.
something right there. Sorry to interrupt you. You said hungry. I see the same. I live in Sweden, and yeah, we have a good life in Europe, but nobody's hungry. And that hampers new developments, new thoughts. So the name Quick, I think it's good you don't have the office in France because nothing is quick there. And the same here in Sweden. A lot of talk, but nobody's quick. So I think you chose the right area to start, Southeast Asia. There's some action, there's some driving there. It's you can feel it
But
when you land.
I think equally important as the market perspective, because the
Yeah.
size of the market also, look at just Indonesia, this is a 300 million people market. This is a very important market. Every country on its own has a huge potential of growth. But what we also believe in, we are in a business where the most important asset is our people, is the solution that we will deploy and that we will build through people. When you talk about infrastructure, when you talk about IT, this is always someone behind it. And who, where better can we find people to achieve those visions than in Southeast Asia? So far, we've been really happy with the team that we are building. We are growing very fast. We are planning to recruit another, let's say, 30 people in the next 4 or 5 months. So there is a really big dynamic. And every time we post anything out there, the answer from the market is really, really heartwarming, I guess is the right expression, because we have a lot of interest. We have a lot of good questions and people show a great enthusiasm. So yeah, definitely. So far, we are really happy with that choice, and we strongly believe it is the place to be.
But yeah, I can see that you are a happy camper. I mean, you also smiled a lot when I met you in Dubai, but now you look even more happy. So that's good to see, Roman. But listen, I think I've actually come to the end of my questionnaire here for you, and I think looking forward to hear more about your product. And I want to say formally many, many thanks for joining this interview, Roman.
Thank you, Bo. Thanks for the opportunity. And I wish you also the best on your endeavors.
You are very welcome. So to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Romain Martimor, who has a sizable experience in the shipping industry and who now is the CEO of a software development company targeting shipping agents and shipping lines with something that will increase the customer satisfaction. So do stay tuned for more information on this and follow, of course, Project Cargo Weekly also in the future. Thank you very much.